Let us pray. God, when you have spoken to our hearts, it has given us joy. We are grateful, so we listen again. Bless us that we may receive, be changed, and serve you. Amen. A reading from Jeremiah. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. The word of life. Thanks be to God. From the New Testament, a reading from Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the 17th chapter. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, passing through the region between Galilee and Samaria. And as he entered this village, there were 10 lepers who approached him. Keeping their distance, they cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, Jesus said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were made clean. Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned around and began praising God with a loud voice. And he came back and prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Now, he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said, weren't 10 healed? Where are the other 9? Weren't there any but this one to come back and give thanks to God? And this one, a foreigner? The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think Sue Lee is going to go out and ring some bells with little kids if anybody wants to go make music with her. A long time ago, back in the 70s, I was hitchhiking across the country. It was a long time ago. All the way from coast to coast. I was in the middle of Nevada. The day was drawing to a close. It was getting dark. I wasn't getting any more rides. So I went off into the shrubs, laid out my blanket, and went to sleep on the ground. And after a while, it started to rain. And after a while, it was pretty much soaking wet, except for what was exactly under me. I had my one little dry island. It was pretty hard to sleep in those conditions. The problem was that every time I shifted, I lost a little more dry ground. And finally, the last little square inch disappeared, and I realized I didn't want to fall asleep because I might drown. It was so wet. So I got up, and I rolled up my blanket and wrung it out and gathered up my stuff and headed back into the last town, which was Battle Mountain, Nevada. And along the road, I came to a gas station that was being constructed. It was just starting. There was a cement slab and a roof and two cinder block walls. I've never been so grateful for a cement slab before. I found my way in there and did what little sleeping I could do until morning. Actually, I've slept on a cement slab more than once. But still, I have to confess that there are times, not often, but there are times at the end of a day when I get into bed and I forget to be grateful for a bed. It's so easy to take things for granted. The more stuff you have, the less you notice. The more blessings we receive, the harder it is to keep track of them all. We just start feeling like, well, you know, that's normal. I mean, everybody has a bed, right? You don't even think about it. Well, not everybody has a bed. And whether everybody has a bed or not, I have this one, and it's comfortable, and I can be grateful. I wonder if part of what set that one leper apart from the other nine was that he was a Samaritan. So he had just a little bit less of a sense of entitlement. He was a little less likely to expect that a Jewish wonder worker would heal him. So he was maybe a little more grateful because he was aware that it was a gift. We don't know because we don't hear their stories, but we do know this, that whatever they felt, the other nine kept going, and one of them turned around. Maybe the other ones felt grateful. We don't know that. Jesus certainly had no way of knowing, except for the one who came back and said, "Thank you." Because here's the deal. Here's the sermon. You can sleep for the rest of the day. Gratitude is the key to happiness. Don't wait for things to make you happy, because happiness is a feeling. And as the kids were saying, feelings come and go. Gratitude is a practice. The thing that set that one leper apart from the others is that he turned around and said, "Thank you." The thing about gratitude is that we so easily fall prey to the illusion that things will make us happy. Possessions, or money, or comfort, or success, or any experience that you could have in the world won't make you happy. Your gratitude is what will make you happy. I knew a millionaire. He had everything. And he was so unhappy that he committed suicide. None of that stuff made him happy. You probably know people for whom everything seems to go right. They have everything they want, everything works out swell, and they do nothing but complain. Because things won't make us happy. Gratitude for those things is what makes us happy. That's the key to happiness. And the trick is, gratitude is not a feeling. It's a practice. It's something that you do. That's why we don't call it thanksfeeling. We call it thanksgiving. Because you actually have to do something. You actually have to give thanks. Whether you feel anything or not. And that's the practice that will open you up to happiness. You remember, your mom always said, "What do you say?" And you said, "Thank you, Grandma." But it worked. If you listened, you learned through that practice. And then the feeling of gratitude came after you practiced. You turn around and you go back and you say thank you to Jesus. I had a few opportunities to work with Bishop Tutu back in the 80s and 90s when apartheid was rock solid, no evidence that it was ever going to change. And people always remarked at how happy he was. And there were a couple things behind that, and he would talk about them. One of them is that he knew that the world is in God's hands, and he trusted that. But there's another thing. I had the opportunity to watch a lot of powerful people. You may have seen this if you've ever been among a lot of really powerful people, how they work the room. Watched all these senators work the room, vice presidents, they kind of know who they need to connect with, who they need to shake hands with. And every single one of those handshakes is worth another $100,000. They know how to do that. So there's this event. Bishop Tutu walks in, and there's this hotel room with all these senators and big important people and the press and a bunch of other people. And on the far side, this big spread of food. And Tutu walks right by all the dignitaries. And he goes over to the food, and he walks right by the food. And he goes around to the other side of the table. And he says, "Did you prepare all this food?" to one of the servers who were standing there, who of course was startled because nobody ever talks to them. And he said, "Well, yeah, that's my job." And Tutu said, "Thank you. This is beautiful. This is wonderful." And he went down the line and he thanked every single person who had prepared all that food. And he went back into the kitchen. And you could hear him kind of back in there, and everybody's going, "Oh, what the heck?" And after a while, he comes back out. And then he gets around to all these senators and whatever. And you realize he's actually genuinely grateful. We had a big concert for him once, and he was, of course, the big speaker. And he starts by thanking people. And he went on and on and on and thanked everybody in the universe. He thanked the taxi driver. He thanked the people who had prepared his hotel room. He thanked the people who fed him dinner. He went on saying thank you. And you could tell people starting to feel like, well, get over with the thank you and start your speech. Until we gradually realized, friends, this is his speech. Appreciate one another. That's what apartheid is. It's just the refusal to appreciate each other. Get with it. Start saying thank you to each other. That was his whole sermon, his whole speech. Well, it was a sermon. It's when we practice gratitude that we open ourselves to real happiness. Because when you give thanks, whether it's a word, whether you just say thank you, or you give a gift, or give money, or spend time, or whatever form that gratitude takes, when we actually give thanks, we let go of something. And it creates this space in our hearts that blessing that we're expressing gratitude for can fill. And then we actually receive the blessing. Sometimes we don't realize the blessings we got until we say thank you, and then we receive them, and we're blessed, and we discover happiness. Just in preparing this sermon, I've become aware of some more thank yous that I need to say. And it made me happy. Gratitude is the key to happiness because it's a practice, not a feeling. The feeling will come. You just have to practice. And it takes practice because we take so much for granted. So we're going to practice right now. We're going to take a couple minutes and practice giving thanks. I'm going to give us a couple minutes to just say out loud everything you can think of to be thankful for. And I dare you to tell me that you've run out. Because if you can tell me, then you can talk. Did you give thanks for having lungs and vocal cords? Well, say thank you. That's a great gift. Is your heart still beating? Say thank you for that. Are you starting to roll your eyes? And say thank you for the ceiling. It could be raining us right now. You're starting to get bored and look out the window. Say thank you for the trees. Say thank you for gravity that we haven't floated away yet. There is more stuff to be grateful for. If you really can't think of anything, that means you need to practice. That's why God has given us disciplines to help us practice gratitude. That's why in the Old Testament there is this thing called the tithe. When you collect your harvest, you take the top 10%, the very first 10%, the best stuff, and you give it to God. Because you're practicing gratitude. So if you hear about the stewardship program this fall, you're not going to hear about the budget. You're not going to hear about how you ought to pledge to the church because it's something that everybody ought to do. What you're going to hear about is gratitude. And sometimes what you'll hear is, I am so grateful for these things that therefore I pledge to the church. And sometimes what you'll hear is, I give these gifts and therefore I'm grateful. Because it's in giving that we receive. It's in practicing gratitude that we become happy. So we'll practice. If you really can't think of anything, listen to your neighbors and give thanks that they are that grateful. We'll do this for a couple minutes and there'll just be a lot of noise going on in here. And I will give thanks that I'm not having to do this all by myself. So you ready? Think about what you're going to say thank you for now. And while you're doing it, think about this. How are you going to give thanks? Because after 2 minutes of all these things, this isn't going to be enough. Just babbling for 2 minutes is going to be a good warm-up. There's something you're going to do different to give thanks. That one leper who was healed turned around and went back and said thank you to Jesus. What's going to turn around in your life because you're grateful? What's going to turn around because you're practicing gratitude? Think about that. Ready? On your mark, get set, give thanks. Hallelujah. God, we give you thanks for so many things, for so many blessings that you hide in our lives, that you give to us, blessings that come to us in things that we think are good or bad, hard or easy. They all turn out to be full of your gifts. Help us always to be grateful. God, we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your voice, for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.